Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 22, 1805. Riding after a stolen gun. The Corps are camped with the Shoshone just east of the Continental Divide. Captain Clark is prepared to scout out a route over the Continental Divide to the Columbia drainage. Lewis, in the meantime, is deciding which supplies they will take along and which they will leave behind. On August 20, Lewis built a cache to store the excess supplies. He then assigned the men the task of making saddles and panniers for the horses, using scrap boards from some wooden boxes and covering them with rawhide. Captain Clark set out at 6 a.m. with a Shoshone guide to travel over the divide and have a look at the Salmon River. Lewis writes today about George Druyer's adventures.
This morning early, I set a couple of men to complete the covering of the cache, which could not be done well last night in the dark. They soon accomplished their work and returned. Late last night, Druyer returned with a fawn he had killed and a considerable quantity of Indian plunder. The anecdote with respect to the latter is perhaps worthy of relation. He informed me that while hunting in the cove yesterday, about 12 o'clock, he came suddenly upon an Indian camp, at which there were a young man, an old man, a boy, and three women, that they seemed but little surprised at seeing him, and he rode up to them and dismounted, turning his horse out to graze. These people had just finished their repast on some roots. He entered into conversation with them by signs, and after about 20 minutes, one of the women spoke to the others of the party, and they all went immediately and collected their horses, brought them to camp, and saddled them. At this moment, he thought he would also set out and continue his hunt, and accordingly walked to catch his horse at some little distance, and neglected to take up his gun, which he left at camp. The Indians, perceiving him at a distance of 50 paces, immediately mounted their horses. The young man took the gun, and the whole of them left their baggage, and laid whip to their horses, directing their course to the pass of the mountains. Finding himself deprived of his gun, he immediately mounted his horse and pursued. After running them about 10 miles, the horses of the two women nearly gave out, and the young fellow with the gun, from their frequent cries, slackened his pace, and being on a very fleet horse, rode around the women at a little distance. At length, Druyer overtook the women, and by signs convinced them that he did not wish to hurt them. They then halted, and the young fellow approached still nearer. He asked him for his gun, but the only part of the answer which he could understand was Paki, which he knew to be the name by which they called their enemies. Watching his opportunity when the fellow was off his guard, he suddenly rode alongside of him, seized his gun, and wrested her out of his hands. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 22, 1805.
Having retrieved his gun, Druyer began making his way back to the main camp, stopping along the way to pick up the things the Indians had left behind. Tomorrow, an impassable river.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.